One more time. Let's go, come on. Tunes.
Gorgeous. What is that last tune?
Yes. Yeah. I think they might have got it from me. I think I was probably the first one to start doing that in sessions. So, I don't know for sure if I was the first one, but certainly I don't think I learned it from anybody at all, unless subliminally, subconsciously or whatever the word is. Oh yeah, because Caitlin and I played that, I think, in concert together at Swan and All. So she definitely learned it from me for sure. So, but and I saw Bill jump right in there on the patio. Taylor's, of course, it was written by a flute player, Patty Taylor. So, all right, let me see. Let me get my music together here, and let's do a couple of hornpipes. Oh, you know what? Let's do the Barn Dances. Let's do Lucy Farr's. She was a very dear friend of mine, a sweetheart of a lady. The Vincent Broderick tunes, I'm sorry, they do actually have names. And I don't have the names of both of them, I don't think, but you guys would probably know them. But let me see, I got it in the back of the book here, I think.
If it's the one you've played with Lucy Forrest before, I think it's The New Broom.
Yeah, The New Broom and around. I'll do the Around the Fairy Fort first. Okay, Around the Fairy Fort is actually, let me get it so I can remind. You know, they all start on very similar circumstances. You know these, Brent, because we're used to playing with Gene all the time, and Gene Freeman in Connecticut recorded those two tunes. That's where I learned them. I produced her album, and I learned these two tunes, but I can never remember how the bloody thing start. But they're both Vincent Broderick tunes. So let's do Lucy Forrest, and then we'll do Around the Fairy Fort, and then what was the other one you said, Down the Broom?
The New Broom.
The New Broom, right.
I put the link to that in the chat.
Okay.